This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Chris Ronchi, Amy Marks-Kors. The Chris and Amy Show on 104.1 FM. KMOX.
Easy money.
Well, the tariff conversations continue, and most recently, the Trump administration has paused its tariff war with China. So what does that mean for you and me? Well, to answer that question, we bring in Dave Simons, partner and managing director at One Private Wealth. Dave, we really appreciate you being so available for us to ask you so many questions about tariffs and 401ks and everything.
You know, I love talking about it, but then I'm kind of nerdy that way. You know, this is what gets me up in the morning to talk about, you know, economics and tariffs and inflation and the Fed. I mean, how more exciting can you have, you know, this kind of news every morning that just changes from day to day?
You got to love a sexy tariff conversation.
I love it.
Yeah. Well, okay. So again, one thing with this tariff conversation, because it's been almost like a hypothetical tit for tat, and then nothing really happens. I feel like it's the boy that cries wolf. But now that the 90-day pause in the tariff war between the U.S. and China has taken effect, how will I notice that or not notice that?
Well, you won't, except for this way, Amy. I know that investors sometimes get a little tired of hearing from people like me who always say, you know, you can't time the market. You just got to stay fully invested and don't let fear and greed guide your decisions. And I think after a while, you know, people sort of tune that out and go, yeah, we know. Well, this is proof of that. I guarantee somebody somewhere and more than a few people late last week just decided, I can't take this anymore. This tariff thing scares me. I think we could be heading into a deep recession. And so I'm just going to cash out. And then yesterday, the Dow goes up 1,000 points. Now, what are you going to do? And so you just can't time this. So, Amy, what this really tells us is expect more of the same, because this doesn't make the negotiations all of a sudden settled with China. It's just a pause as they continue to negotiate. So we can have the optimistic side that says somehow this is all going to work out. Maybe the UK last week, Britain, that was the start of some, you know, really good negotiations with a lot of our trading partners, and it'll be great. You could take the other side, the pessimistic side, and say, man, this could really still just fall completely apart. And we could have back to 100% plus tariffs on China and not reach any deals with anybody else. Because let's be honest, Britain and the UK, that's low hanging fruit, honestly. That was easy. So there's still a lot of work to be done. The only thing that we can know as investors, really, and as American consumers, is what happened yesterday doesn't change a thing. Expect more volatility.
But Dave, what about, let's say I don't feel this tit for tat with China. I don't feel it in the prices. Is there a chance that I feel it on the retail side of things? Because maybe some of my favorite stores or small businesses are reluctant to plan ahead, are reluctant to place future orders because of the volatility, and so supply might be down.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We see that in the supply chains that are still very much locked up. What happened yesterday, the 90-day pause, is not really allowing now a lot of companies to go, okay, things are back to normal, great. Let's call our manufacturing and suppliers and distributors over in China and Indonesia, and let's get business going again. No, maybe a little bit of that will start to pick back up because they have a little bit of pause. But you, if you're a business owner and you're bringing in things through, let's say, the port of San Francisco or wherever, you're not all of a sudden getting on the phone tomorrow or today and saying, okay, business as usual. No, this is a 90-day pause. This allows you maybe to start to slowly bring some goods back in and maybe build up your inventory while you can and still bring some business forward. But it is not all of a sudden causing business owners to go back and start to think about those expansion plans that maybe they had for 2025 and start to hire new people. Microsoft, by the way, just minutes ago announced that they were laying off 3% of their workforce. And so that right there tells me there are a lot of companies that are not using this most recent news as an excuse to go out and start expanding again. We continue to be in this just wait and see moment. But yes, prices going up. I don't know that you'll see that today or tomorrow across the board, but you could see that as we negotiate with other countries and have some tariffs that are going to be perhaps higher than the 10%.
So I think what I'm hearing is that it's not bad yet. Is that reality that it could get bad, or are we like in a really good position here and should be moving forward? Or is it unknowable?
You know, that we have team meetings virtually every day on this, Chris, between me and my partners to say, okay, we gotta game plan this. We've got to try to come up with where we think things are going. And it is so difficult. You know, I'm in my fourth decade in this business, and I've been through all kinds of bear markets and bull markets. I've never had a lack of clarity like this, because neither direction would surprise me. If we really are negotiating, you know, we run a deficit with 101 countries. So if we actually reach some kind of an agreement with even half of them, this market is going to take off. That is going to be seen as really, really good news. So, but am I going to start changing all of our investment models around for clients based on that hope? Ain't no way. At the same time, we are not about to get overly bearish and start cashing out and heading for the hills, because a day like yesterday could happen. So what I would tell all of the listeners right now who are investors, just make sure that wherever you're invested or however you're invested with your allocation, that you can accept volatility. That's just going to be part of it. And that your long-term goals can still be intact if the market goes down 20% in the next month or two. That's not a prediction. I'm just saying, do your stress test on yourself. Or would you be happy if the market goes up 30% and you're only up 10 or 12? I'm telling people, go ahead and bring your guardrails in to limit your downside. That's not to say you can't still go down. But if the market's down 20, maybe you can allocate your portfolio where you're only down half of that. You just have to accept, if you do that, that maybe you're only up a third to a half of the market to the upside. I think right now, nobody should be a hero and accept smaller returns to play defense.
Dave, I want to get to inflation as well, but since we're going to be nerdy this morning, Adam Smith's Wealth of Nations spends about half the book critiquing mercantilism, which is basically a nation gets wealthy by storing up gold and you don't want trade deficits. And Adam Smith is like, well, no, trade deficits can make you wealthy, because if you spend money on things, it doesn't mean you're losing that money. This feels like all of these tariffs feel like not mercantilism, but kind of like flirting with that theory that somehow all trade deficits are bad. I mean, I'm in a trade deficit with Dierbergs, and that's a good thing because I can't yes. I can't get bananas and cereal.
Well, and people who have a mortgage, you know, theoretically, mm-hmm. you have that trade deficit with your bank, but it's allowed you to have a some shelter and a roof over your head. Amy, you're exactly right. I have never understood why we are at war with this whole concept of tariffs. Like, oh, us just poor little Americans, we're just minding our own business, and those meanie foreign people are making us buy their products that we don't want. And I'm thinking, are you kidding me? We are the world's largest economic superpower for a reason, because we have this, like I like to say, this insatiable appetite to consume cheap goods, the kind of goods we don't want to make here, because no one is going to line up to you know, sew socks at 50 cents an hour, $10 a month. It's just not going to happen. And we have actually seen our percentage of global economic output, our percentage has been going up. Our strength has been going higher relative to our trading partners, even while our trade deficit has gone up a little bit more. So Adam Smith is exactly right. I'm not saying that we at times we aren't taken advantage of, like a country like China that loves to just dump cheap products on mm-hmm. onto our shores. Okay, these are one-off things, but to go after our solid trading partners, our friends for centuries, I think this is, it's just a battle that we haven't needed. And you're hearing from, and this is not a political statement. It's not pro-Trump, anti-Trump, anything like that. This is the way that I've always felt and why I've always been more on the conservative side and leaned to that right side of things, because that party has always believed that. It's been flipped, man. This is a crazy Alice in Wonderland economic world that we're in.
Well, okay. China wouldn't make cheap goods for us to buy if we didn't buy them. It's so simple. Like, if people stopped buying that stuff, they would stop making it for us to buy. It's us. It's American people. I don't really understand what the objection is here.
And then add on to that, Chris, what I had said before is that we are also then not, even if we said, well, we don't want to buy those cheap products anymore. We would love to manufacture that here. Okay, but who is going to take those jobs? You want to then buy those cheap goods? Well, they're not going to be cheap anymore. American workers are not going to get paid $20 a week or whatever it is to make that. So buy American, fine. I'm all for that. If in a perfect world, if we could just make everything here and consume everything here and our economy does well and inflation stays tame, that is not reality at all. So I don't get it either. Let me be a little bit optimistic here in the glass half full in on this concept. We are starting to see now those in the White House understand that maybe they went a little too far. I know that big time Trump supporters don't like to hear this. And again, I'm not being political. This is the reality. He is backing off. He is. He would never say that. He'll find a way to declare victory. But some of the people like Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, have his ear, and we should all be thankful for that. So this was acquiescing to China. Make no mistake about it. This was to say we need a reset. The Chinese know it. By the way, I don't trust them no matter what we deal with it. That's a whole different story. But at least we're talking with them. But I think we're starting to back off. And that's another reason why I think I see the markets right now behaving a little bit better. Even though there's lack of clarity, mm-hmm. Wall Street is starting to think that the administration is going to back off a bit.
Dave, before we let you go, any thoughts on the inflation report from today?
Yeah, it was a pretty good report. It didn't really move the market. I think in a way it gives the Fed, if they want a little cover, to think about cutting rates, although I don't think they're going to do that at the next meeting. I think it'll be a few months. The fear should have been for all of us that it would have come in hot, that it would have been, let's say, a 3% or higher number. That would have really roiled the markets. But this notion that has really gained traction of stagflation, where you have a stagnant economy with inflation a la the 1970s, Thankfully, that took a hit today with this lower than expected inflation number. That's very, very good.
Dave Simons, we appreciate talking to you every Tuesday at 10 o'clock. Thank you for the expertise.
Thanks, Chris. Amy, as always, you guys have a great rest of your week.
Thank you. You too.
Oh, sorry about that. Somebody texted in yesterday. Wasn't it a texter who said they regretted selling their Berkshire Hathaway or not investing in Berkshire Hathaway? They didn't mention you. And then we said, hey, we know a guy.
We know a guy. my stomach hurts again.
You had to bring that. I was having a good day.
Well, hold on.
Thank you very much.
What was the money again? It was one share worth $800K now.
Yeah, it was. It got up to above 800. It just a little bit below fell. And all I'll say is I'm not going to tell you where I sold it. I still did well, but I bought my one share many years ago for $10,000. And yes, I had sold it, and it would be worth today about $800,000.
That's why he became a runner because we're all messed up.
Yeah.
Look, even the professionals don't bat. Yeah. 1,000, all right?
Poor Dave. He'll never be able to recover.
Yeah, I know.
You'll be under a viaduct somewhere.
Yeah, work until I'm 95. Yeah.
Thanks, Dave.
You're the best, Dave. Thank you.
All right, guys. Thank you. Take care.
Dave Simons, partner and managing director at One Private Wealth. With us here, we will be talking to Will Leach at 11 o'clock. Kara Spencer joins us at 10:30, though. We've got a lot to talk about as it pertains to the city of St. Louis. That is coming up on the Chris and Amy Show, 104.1 FM, KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
So officially, the NFL schedule is coming out tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. NFL Network and ESPN2, they have a whole reveal.
Rigmarole?
A whole rigmarole.
I love a rigmarole.
But we do know a couple of things.
Yes.
Because they like to trickle out nuggets here and there.
An aperitif before the rigmarole.
So we have a couple of Chiefs games that we know about that are of note. This is very interesting.
Okay.
On September 5th, which is a Friday, your Kansas City Chiefs will play the Chargers
in
Brazil.
Brazil.
They're going to be playing in Brazil.
Aperitif.
That's what you drink. I think you drink it before the meal.
Okay. So yeah. Matt Fajeski sometimes looks up
and then
words.
He does. And then after the meal, it's a digestive.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, little.
And then
there's another one. You have to commit your Christmas night to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Wait, because they seen this one. Yes?
Amy?
Yeah?
Just listen to me.
Well, just like looking,
Kansas City Chiefs,
yeah.
I'm telling you right now, the Kansas City Chiefs are playing the Broncos December 25th. It's a night game. So Chiefs, Broncos,
Christmas
night.
You know what? That is a great idea. Because I feel like, as Ron agrees with me, Christmas is always a little bit of a letdown because you don't want it to be Christmas because you love the anticipation from November to Christmas Eve. And then when Christmas gets here, you're happy, but you don't want it to be over. This will give you something to look forward to on Christmas night.
That's right. You have something that you can do with the family. You know, it's not all over. If you like the Chiefs, but I mean, if you like football, you have football that you can watch on Christmas night. Would you like to know about the Bears?
Not really, but if I don't have a choice.
Yeah, you don't have a choice.
Yeah.
Because the Bears are not playing overseas this year. They've been playing in, like, London and all over
the place. Are they playing in the Vatican now?
You know what? Yeah.
The first the NFL goes to the Vatican.
They're going
to
play at the Coliseum. So the Bears.
Crumbling Coliseum, just like the franchise.
The Bears and the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles.
Yes.
Black Friday, November 28th. They'll play against
each other. Yeah. Hey, I have a question.
Yep.
November 16th, the Miami Dolphins are playing the Washington Commanders in Spain. Has there been an NFL game in Spain?
I thought they played in Madrid or Barcelona last year. I don't know.
Let's not look it up.
Okay.
Amy said Miami. You hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah, she knows what she did.
Okay.
That's Miami.
So I love that. I love how they do this NFL thing where they leak the schedule. They give you little bits and pieces so that you are excited about the whole reveal tomorrow. And then the show is on TV and you're supposed to watch it. There's no Cardinals baseball tomorrow, so you can. Or tomorrow night.
Yeah.
They play a day game tomorrow, so you can watch at night.
International schedule. You mentioned Chiefs, Chargers in Brazil, Steelers and Vikings in Dublin, Vikings and Browns in London, Broncos and Jets in London, Rams and Jaguars in London, Falcons and Colts in Berlin, and then, as I mentioned, Dolphins and Commanders in Spain.
So that is the first ever game in Spain. They've not played there before, but Berlin, there's been a game there before. They've been playing a lot of games in London. NFL's really trying to expand their footprint, and I really don't know how much people are into it in the UK, but they've had a lot of Jaguars games there. They've had a lot of Bears come and play, so it's cool. I like the idea of doing that. I think for the teams themselves, while it's a cool experience, as far as the game goes, it's a lot. It's a lot to fly over there, and you have to get there several days early and the time adjustment and all of that, then come back. Like, I don't feel sorry for them, but I think they would probably prefer not to have to do it, most of the players. It's more of a hassle than anything else, but it's great for the league.
And also, in case you were wondering, they are playing the NFL game in Spain, first ever in Spain, in Madrid.
Nice. I would love to go to one of those.
Yeah.
NFL game overseas. Did we talk about the fact Aston Villa is going to be coming here in July and playing City SC?
We did not talk about that.
Oh my gosh. Yes, City SC is hosting Aston Villa, which is a very cool thing. That's going to happen.
The real one?
Yeah, like the
not
actual.
Like their JV team? I mean,
I
not
don't
that
think
but,
so.
Because, I mean, MLS is not Premier League. We know that.
No, they are playing the English Premier League. July 30th at 7:30 at Energizer Park.
That's exciting.
Yep. How about that? That's Amy Markscores. I'm Chris Ronji. When we come back, Mayor Kara Spencer will join the show. There was the street takeover that happened in Holly Hills a couple of nights ago. Other city-specific stuff we want to get to with her. Mayor Spencer next on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Chris Ranji, Amy Markscores with you. And joining us now is the mayor of the city of St. Louis, Mayor Kara Spencer. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Of course. Good morning, and thanks for having me.
Well, let's start with what people are talking about, and this is the reckless drivers who took over the streets in South St. Louis and the Holly Hills neighborhood, about 100 cars doing burnouts and donuts and just reckless driving. What do you know about this incident and how it happened and the response to it?
Oh, my gosh. It was horrific. You know, I saw it almost in real time. Representative Steve Butt sent me a video the night it happened. Just absolute mayhem down there. People driving like complete maniacs. And, you know, I was grateful for so many residents getting involved, taking videos, calling 911, calling the police, making sure that our emergency responders knew about it. You know, it's my understanding that unfortunately there was a diversion for a high priority call regarding including our firefighters, and so the response was slower than residents want and deserve. And but I, you know, I'm grateful that that they did take action as soon as the manpower allowed, spiking I think 50 vehicles. Just a ton of vehicles around town following this active crime scene, frankly, and making sure that some of those vehicles were disabled and addressing the issue as best as the manpower that night could allow.
So I know that the difficulty with stopping these is that so many people show up at once. It is an issue that happens in other cities around the country. And the best, from my understanding, police can do is try and stop it before it starts. They scour the internet in case there's chatter over it. So what is that apparatus like with the police department, their capability of keeping an eye on these street takeovers that might pop up?
That's right. They are street takeovers. Yeah. And I've spoken to the chief. I'm grateful that he's got a commitment like I do to taking these very seriously. You've seen the dirt bikes getting yanked off the roads. These are some actions in the right direction. Last year, I introduced a bill that authorizes our police department to impound the vehicles of those involved in what you just described as a street takeover. This is an exceptionally egregious type and dangerous type of driving that essentially takes over a street. It is wildly dangerous, and it's terrifying to witness, as you saw maybe in some of those videos, neighbors just truly horrified and scared because it's extremely dangerous behavior. So we're looking at arming our police department with some more tools, like the bill I introduced last year. We didn't get it across the finish line, but we're working with our police chief to figure out what we have the manpower to do. I mean, you know, you may know this, but our police department manpower really has decreased over the last few years, and we are working on getting that back up so that the response time can be a lot quicker than what we saw here on Sunday night.
You mentioned that bill to be able to impound cars that participate in this. Why was that not successful
in
getting it done?
I was working with my colleagues at the board who had concerns about targeting folks. And, I think those concerns have some validity, and we were working through some of those issues. And right now, my office, having just taken over here just a couple weeks ago, we're looking to see what we can do through executive orders and other mechanisms to really make sure that those directives to our police officers are clear and really exercise, all authority that we have to send a message to these folks. I mean, it is operating a vehicle like a weapon. That's exactly what that was happening here in Holly Hills the other night. Is not going to be tolerated in our city, and we're going to put a stop to it. I mean, it looks like fun and games to some, but the reality is this type of aggressive and violent driving is exceptionally dangerous. We had 23 pedestrians killed by vehicles in the city of St. Louis last year, and we are very serious about putting an end to it. And if that looks like impounding some vehicles and taking them off the streets when folks are doing, engaged in that behavior, that's exactly what we're going to be doing.
I have a question about the spikes, the spike strips. So the St. Louis police said 50 cars were spiked. They only apprehended one person. I believe he crashed his car, then fled on foot, and he turned himself in, and his mother got a ticket. But what about the other 49 cars? Do they just get the tires repaired and go on? Are spike strips enough?
Well, the spike strips did disable those vehicles, that I'm grateful for. And I think, just the cost associated with that hopefully will serve as a deterrent. But I think, in talking to the police department, investigations are ongoing. They are communicating with tire repair shops across the city to make sure that we're coordinating with those. And hopefully more arrests are forthcoming. A lot of these vehicles were abandoned across the city. I know of a couple of them down on Broadway that were left there completely disabled from the spike strips. And we're hoping that those types of actions, I mean, it's expensive to get those types of repairs done to your vehicle. And so we're hoping that those types of actions, that disabling of the vehicle, the monetary impact of having to go and get your tires repaired serves as a deterrent and serves as a clear warning that we will continue to do this. We will continue to take this type of action when you're driving your vehicle in a way that is endangering the general public.
I was actually going to ask you something similar about coordinating with any body shops or mechanics around the city who would say, hey, yeah, somebody came in and they got a tire fix and it had spikes in it, and this is who they are. You have cooperation with, and how do you get that cooperation from all of those places? Do you reach out to them individually, or what do you do?
It's my understanding that Chief Tracy has begun that legwork to communicate with some of those body shops around town. How they're doing that, I couldn't speak to specifically. But I do know that that's part of their continuing investigation to make sure that no stone, so to speak, is unturned, that we're continuing to try to make additional arrests. Because, this was one scary night, but these folks have been involved in activity like this throughout our city on a fairly regular basis. And we're getting serious about it. I'm grateful for that. But, the reality is, This was one large event, but we have seen many of these over the last couple of years, and so taking serious action on this this one night is hopefully going to change the trajectory of this type of violent driving in the future.
Mayor Spencer, there was a quote in a KSDK story about a Holly Hills resident who called 911. Her husband called 911 four times. The first three times, no one answered. The fourth time, someone answered, but no one was dispatched. I know people probably are, they hear that and think, oh no, it's still St. Louis. Our 911 calls aren't getting answered. Where are we with improving the answer time for 911 calls?
Well, I will say this is a priority for my administration. I have experienced that horror myself countless times in my time here in St. Louis. And I know that horrifying feeling when you can't get a hold of emergency responders. I mean, you know, you think about that incident which you're trying to report, but it also is just terrifying thinking about what if I'm having a heart attack or what if somebody's life is truly, truly on the line here. So we're working on it. We are, you know, this is one of many, many things that we are hitting the ground running on. I don't have a specific answer for you today on how improvements have been made over the last couple of weeks, but we are working on that, and we will have some reports to the public here in the next coming months as we get ourselves grounded here. But make no mistake, answering 911 calls is a priority for this administration. It should be a priority for any city, and we are making it one.
Mayor Spencer joins us on KMOX, and it was about a week and a half ago that the lawsuit against the state of Missouri for their takeover of the police department was refiled. There were some issues with it the first time around. I know you had issues with it and the refiling. As we're here about 10 days or so later, what are your feelings on it at the moment and where it stands?
Well, you know, President Green filed that lawsuit without coordination with the mayor's office. And while we're continuing to evaluate all paths of remedy to retaining local control, at this time, we haven't taken action. We haven't joined that lawsuit, nor have we filed our own. We are leaving the option open, however, as we continue to evaluate what that could look like, recognizing, of course, that, you know, the 90-day mark hasn't passed. And so we feel like there are a couple different paths here that we may be able to consider. But at the end of the day, you know, our priority really is to make our city safer, to make our streets safer. And we're working with our chief, who's remained a good partner with this office as we tackle some of these day-to-day issues like the reckless driving you just mentioned. We continue to see violence in our neighborhoods, and we are focused on making sure that we are partnering with our police chief and our police department to address public safety on an ongoing basis.
Yeah, Mayor Spencer, I was talking earlier this morning about a friend of mine who lived in Holly Hills, had been a Holly Hills resident for a long time, and over 30 years her husband worked in the city, and they finally moved out, I think, like to Pacific, like out west, far out west, because they felt like their community was less safe. What do you say to residents who feel frustrated with what they saw the other night and are maybe thinking, man, I can't do this anymore?
Well, I will say what I would say to those folks is what we saw in Holly Hills the other night is completely unacceptable. It is not the norm. And you have a mayor that cares about public safety, that cares about addressing these things, that is working with our police chief to make sure that our response times are quicker. I am grateful that our police chief was responsive to Representative Butts and the community that night and has continued to engage on this issue. Prioritizes the reckless driving issue. It's a priority of the mayor's office. And we hear you. We understand that we have a lot of work to do to make our neighborhood safer, and we are here for that work. We just got started, but continue to reach out, continue to call 911. It is okay to be frustrated. I'm frustrated too, and we are going to make this better together.
Mayor Spencer, as always, we appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
That is Mayor Kara Spencer joining us here on 104.1 FM KMOX. I think that we have all, as we have discussed in the past, there's a lot to do here in the city. There is a lot to fix, and I can only hope that we make incremental progress on multiple fronts. It's not just one thing. It's not just development downtown. It's not just policing. It's not just the crime. It's not the potholes and the ice removal when it's time. You know, there are a lot of different angles that need to be attacked in the city all at once. And I just hope that we look back in 5 years and feel like, yeah, all right, we did some work here.
And we're going in the right direction with the Rams settlement money, too.
Yeah.
That we can point to something and go, that was a big improvement.
And it's a lot of money, but it's also not a lot of money in today's terms. Right. I mean, it's not the sort of transformational money.
We've been calling it transformational.
It's probably wrong to call it that. I think this city would need billions for it to be transformational. Like a couple hundred million, it doesn't do what it used to.
Well, let me ask you this then. You think we're billions of dollars away from making improvements that you would call transformational? I certainly hope not.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think when it comes to safety, when it comes to investment, the thing is, the transformative part is not solely on the dollar amount of the Rams money. It's what do you do with it that then generates further growth, further investment in the city. It's the seed. A seed can be transformational.
Right. I guess it can, but that's going to take years to even know. But I'm saying to truly transform the city, we need a lot more investment than that. And we need it all over. North side, downtown, south side.
I'm just afraid if we don't call it transformational, if we don't put the onus on it, then it lets an insignificant change be, well, it wasn't enough money anyway. What did we expect? I don't want it either,
but again, we have to be realistic about what it is, too. Amy Markscores, Chris Ranji. We will be talking to Will Leach at 11 o'clock. We're going to talk to him about the Cardinals and more as they have won 9 straight games. It's Chris and Amy on KMOX.
All right, the $400 million jetliner that Qatar wants to totally, no strings attached, just out of the kindness of their own hearts, give to the president of the United States.
See, I think that's really nice of them.
You do? Yeah. You know what? Just because you harbor some terrorists, just because you give a couple billion dollars to Hamas, a terrorist organization, and spend $6 billion promoting terrorist propaganda on United States campuses, it doesn't mean you're a bad person. Maybe you just want to give the president of the United States a plane.
Maybe you're just bad at investments.
So maybe you are. Maybe you should, steer away from the terrorism. You know, Qatar likes that a little too much. But there was a video of President Trump a few years ago, talking about the country of Qatar.
Unfortunately, has historically been a funder of terrorism at a very high level. And in the wake of that conference, nations came together and spoke to me about confronting Qatar over its behavior. So we had a decision to make. Do we take the easy road or do we finally take a hard but necessary action? We have to stop the funding of terrorism. I decided, along with Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, our great generals and military people, the time had come to call on Qatar to end its funding. They have to end that funding and its extremist ideology in terms of funding.
So that was Donald Trump on the country of Qatar.
Why was he speaking so fast? Was that video sped up?
No.
He never talks that fast.
Well, it was his first term. He's slowed down.
Yeah,
that was his first term. So we're looking, at 8 years ago, eight years ago. So, yes, this whole idea, first of all, the emoluments clause. If Qatar wanted to give him a much smaller gift, maybe a sweater that said, hey, thanks for coming here. I think he couldn't take it. We'd all be like, the emoluments clause, you can't take it.
Yeah, there was the whole thing about you can't even accept a pen as a gift.
Yes, yeah. But because it's such a big plane, thinking, well, this is too big. He said only a stupid person would turn it down. Well, also, now...
Typically, yes. Yes, if somebody offered me a plane, I'd say, yeah, cool.
What if Osama bin Laden offered you something? You'd probably have to say no. I mean, he's dead, but while he were alive.
No.
Okay, no, just... At any rate, At any rate, yes, accepting this plane is, I don't even know how it would be constitutional. Like I said, if it was a sweater with the emoluments clause, I don't know how it would be constitutional. He said he wants to use it for Air Force One just for him, and then afterwards donate it to the presidential library,
right,
and use it after that.
Which means he would use it. He says he wouldn't, but yes, he would use it.
He would use it. And also, you would have to strip that plane down to the nuts and bolts. It would look like an IKEA project in order to make sure that it's secure,
yeah,
for the president of the United States, especially when you're taking it from one of the largest state sponsors of terrorism.
Yeah, I understand, and he's put some blame on Boeing for taking too long to build the new Air Force One. I think they're building two of them, aren't they?
Yeah.
And I get it. Maybe they are taking longer than they should. I would guess they're trying to get it right this time because they've had quite a few issues over the last several years. And that's a problem. I get it. It's a problem that they don't have the plane yet. But in the meantime, isn't it good enough to just use the one they have been using? Seems to work fine.
I would rather the president fly on Southwest than accept a $400 million 747 from Qatar.
Southwest don't have the flares, though.
He could be an A group, like A1 through 14.
It doesn't have the evasive ability, you know?
That's what you think.
Amy Marks Kors and Chris Ranji, final hour of the show is coming up. How about those Cardinals? They've won 9 in a row. We're going to talk about it with our guy, writer and author. They're different. Author and writer is not the same thing. Will Leach, contributor to New York Magazine and MLB.com, and big-time Cardinals fan. He joins us next on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.